Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Sean Fee, the CEO of XSplit, a suite of visual communication tools empowering remote workers, businesses, and content creators to share ideas with the world. Mr. Fee, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. I'm excited to talk a little bit about what we do at XSplit.
And you're more than welcome, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing all the details as well. So for starters, tell us more about XSplit and the type of products that you do provide in the space.
Yeah, okay. So I'll give you kind of a background of XSplit. So we've been around since 2009, and we actually released our first product in 2010, which was a product called XSplit Broadcaster, which was developed to help people create television or live TV for the internet. And that was really aggressively adopted by the gaming audience. They all wanted to share their gameplay with the world. So they started using XSplit Broadcaster to capture their gameplay and then share it to sites like YouTube and Twitch and more recently Facebook and places like that. And so we spent a lot of time in the gaming space. That was the market that really aggressively adopted our product over the last 10 years. And we released a couple of additional products in 2015. One was called Gamecaster. We had some other products like Player.me and Challenge. And then in 2018, we released a new application that was an AI and machine learning powered background removal tool. So it was like a virtual green screen application that would allow our creators, our content creators, to actually remove their background without the need for a green screen, just using a piece of software on their for their webcam. And in 2020, obviously, when the pandemic hit, that started to get very popular outside of the gaming space and really got our business a lot more visibility in the remote work from home audience, and a lot of people who needed to hide their background and started needing these virtual background software solutions. So that's where we are today. Now we have a suite of four products. They can be used for work or for play. So you can use them for your business needs, or you can use them for streaming your video games to those websites like Twitch and YouTube still. But we've just seen explosive growth in demand from the remote work and business sector.
Awesome stuff what you offer through XSplit, and a lot of folks are tapping into this, it sounds like, for sure. Tell us more about XSplit Presenter and XSplit Capture. How do these solutions help people?
Yeah, so these are actually two of the new products that we're releasing, or we've released this year. So they're both actually in private beta at the moment. But XSplit Presenter came about because we, as I mentioned, we saw a lot of this increased demand from the business segment. And one of the things that we noticed is obviously a lot of people were doing Zoom calls all the time and a lot of conference calls. And there's a big struggle when you're trying to share your media files or your PowerPoint presentations or any kind of demos that you might want to do of products or mobile apps or anything like that. And so we took the technology that we have had for 10 years and have been building for the last 10 years, and we repackaged it into this product called XSplit Presenter, which is a really easy-to-use tool for creating presentations or taking your existing presentations from your common tools like PowerPoint or Google Slides, or you can take in PDFs, and then adding layers of media and interactivity on top of them, including putting yourself and your webcam on top of your presentation, removing your background, and then you're part of the presentation that you deliver in a virtual environment. So the tool actually allows you to deliver these presentations inside web conferencing applications, or you can actually record the presentation so you can deliver it in a video file, or you can actually live stream it as well. So the idea being that, you know, the best way to present an idea or your business or you know, a concept is in person, but with XSplit Presenter, hopefully that's the second best way, because it allows you to do it in either a live environment online or asynchronously through video. And so that's our presenter product, which we have built specifically for the remote work market that we've seen over the last year. And then our other product, XSplit Capture, that you mentioned, is a very easy to use tool for capturing your screen, annotating on top of it, recording a little video of yourself doing something, and then sharing it in a quick URL. So it's a really nice and easy way to share something with people in a remote environment again, so you can share asynchronously, but you can show exactly what you're experiencing on your screen and share it in a quick snippet, 15, 20, 30 second video through a simple URL.
Once again, such an awesome service that you offer. It's quite exciting as well, especially now more than ever. Now, what prompted actually XSplit to shift its focus from gaming to business-centric solutions? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I mentioned a little earlier, obviously, last year we saw this big spike in demand for our products based on the fact that a lot of businesses moved to were forced to move into a more remote work from home environment. And we looked at the technology that we had, and we saw so much opportunity with this new world. We can't wait to get back to the office ourselves, but we know that at the end of this, everything will have changed to a certain degree, and that even ourselves as an organization, we've changed from being predominantly, I think around 60 or 70% of our people were in the office. Now, in the future, when the office does reopen, it'll be more like 20, 25%. So we've shifted to that remote work environment ourselves, and we think it's going to be a long-term sort of shift in the way people do business. And so we really identified the opportunity to take our existing technology, as I said, you know, that we've been building over 10 years and we've really applied in the gaming space, and then now apply it into this new business world. And I think that with the gamers and the industry that we've been serving for the last 10 years, they're extremely demanding. The technology has to be great. The software needs to be really efficient. It needs to work alongside their games and not impact their PC at all. So we've built some very, very good technology, and we really saw that the business world needed some tools like this. And so we've decided to put a bit more effort on that and really try and double down on some of the growth that we've seen in that market. So it's really been an environmental change that's led to our shift to this more business-focused strategy that we have now.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense on the timing of all this, and we really appreciate what you are doing in the space in these regards as well. Today we're speaking to Sean Fee, the CEO of XSplit, a suite of visual communication tools empowering remote workers, businesses, and content creators to share ideas with the world, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, how do you navigate pivoting the business focus? Get into some of those details.
It's tough. It's a big change. You know, I mentioned like the gaming audience is very demanding. We have it's a totally different beast when you start going from individuals who are just looking for tools to make their hobbies and passions a little bit more exciting and share them with an online audience, to businesses that really need a lot more handholding. They need a lot more attention, and they also they're a lot more demanding in other ways than the gamers. The gamers are demanding on the side of the quality of the product, the fact that it doesn't, as I mentioned earlier, interact or harm their gameplay in any way. And so they have different levels of demands. Theirs are very much technical, whereas when we talk about businesses, their demands are very much about our business and how we can support them and how they can be confident that we will be able to deliver the experience they're looking for and protect their employees' information and make sure that we as a business are reputable enough to work with. So that's been a little bit of a change for us. It's also a change in terms of our strategy, our focus, our marketing efforts, the kind of wording we use, the kind of marketing material we produce. So it really has been a pretty big shift in our efforts, and it's taken a lot of time. I think we've spent the last 9, maybe 12 months developing and slowly transitioning towards this new focus. And I think we're nearly there, and we're nearly ready to start growing in this space and putting the foot down on the gas a little bit. So that's it. It just kind of highlights that even, you know, something that seems so obvious and simple from the outside can really take a lot of time to just change the organization's path.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your being frank on the challenge of switching and shifting to the business focus. That really is appreciated. Now, another question for you: how can companies adapt to changing times, and what are key steps in the process?
Yeah, so I think the one thing I would hope that would come out of this in terms of companies' mind frames or mentality towards changes is to be a little bit more flexible, willing to look at new tools and new options to and ways to do business. And I think that's been forced on people in the last year a little bit. And initially, it was pretty scary for everyone, obviously for multiple reasons, not just in terms of business. But, you know, from a business perspective, it required people to really identify what they needed to do to make their company survive as best as possible, and then take action very fast. One of the things that we've seen this year, personally from our business perspective, is that a lot of the companies that we're interacting with now this year are engaging with us with a more long-term view. They actually see this as something that they want to implement for the next 5 to 10 years, as opposed to last year, we were seeing a lot of impulsive, knee-jerk reaction where they just needed it tomorrow. Now they're actually taking 2 to 3 months to audit us and look at the product in depth and really make sure it's the right choice for them for the long term. So it's great to see that. And you know, I think a mix of the two is always good, being able to react fast so that you can always get the best products and be innovative and making sure that you're giving your team everything they need to do their job as best as possible. But then also having that long-term view that you can't just avoid the technological shifts that are happening. You have to embrace them to a certain degree and make sure that when or if anything like this ever happens again, the organization is ready to deal with it and is kind of future-proofed.
Greatly stated there, always to be ready for anything that should happen. Hopefully nothing like what we've seen over the last year or so. Really appreciate your time spent with us here today. On behalf of XSplit, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share with our enterprise business owners tuning in today?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm very excited to be able to finally share some of the tools we've been building over the last year with the world, and I think they'll be hugely useful. And if anyone does use them and they have any feedback, we have 24/7 support, and I personally look through some of those, and I'm also on all the usual social networks and stuff like that. So anyone can feel free to hit me up with any personal feedback that they have on our products, but I hope they enjoy them.
Absolutely there. Again, folks, for more information and to tap into XSplit and its products, visit XSplit.com. Mr. Fee, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sean Fee, the CEO of XSplit, a suite of visual communication tools empowering remote workers, businesses, and content creators to share ideas with the world. And for more details, visit XSplit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.